I call this meeting to order. Please stand for the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Deedy?
Here.
Councilmember Oglesby?
Here.
Councilmember Wazowski?
Here.
Councilmember Stout?
Here.
Councilmember De Leon?
Here.
Councilmember Nelson?
Here.
Councilmember Page?
Here.
So I would ask to approve the agenda.
I make a motion to accept the agenda.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So the first thing we're going to do is Chief Smith brought a special guest with him tonight that he's going to introduce from Nigeria. And I'm going to let you introduce him, and then we're going to take some pictures. He wants to have pictures with the council. So we'll take some pictures.
This is Pedro, he's the deputy director of fire services. Liberia.
Oh, Liberia, sorry. I'm sorry.
Not too far from Nigeria. And Dallas, we're close to
M. Yeah, there you go.
But, so anyway, yeah, do you go and say hi to him? I guess you've already said
yeah.
That. Yeah. So, yeah, so we're kind of taking tomorrow morning, we're supposed to go to the Mokeshu Council meeting.
Oh, nice.
And we're supposed to run into the Seattle Fire and talk to the Seattle Fire Chief. We've got bunch of things that we're going to plan on doing. And at some point, we're talking about bringing some of the Liberian firefighters here now and kind of having them go through our volunteer program and live with the organization and go on call to go through all our training for like maybe a year or so. Then we would send the whole folks back to Liberia and they would be their trainers.
Nice.
We're also trying to get them some fire engines. They have, well, they have one fire engine for all of Liberia, and India just gave them five.
Wow!
Good job! He said the government hasn't released those to the fire department yet, so the government's still holding on to five of those. So. Anything else?
Yeah, so I'd like to thank you, President, for having me here, and for and on behalf of the President, the Republic of Liberia. We appreciate you having us here. In September last year, we were here, which was the first time we met Chief Smith. And since then, he has been very helpful to us, been guiding us and advising us what to do. And whilst we were here to solicit support from the state of Washington or some other firefighters around here, there was a serious incident back home where 28 school girls Bowen case got killed the fire. And Chief Smith, they see that. And I'm sure probably some of you know about that. And my country then, we had just one fire truck, which was something like 1979. Since 1979, we've really been struggling. When there's a fire, I mean, it destroys massively. So, 2018, we had what we call the International Fire Days program. So, at that program, the president was there. And he promised to provide us some fire trucks. So, it was just last year, not this year, we got some five fire trucks from the Indian government through the president's initiative. And then, even though the trucks were given to the president, but the government has not done what is to be done by giving the trucks to us. There has to be some commissioning process. So far, this is where we are. So we still surviving and struggling with the kind of fire truck we have. Even if we get a fire trucks, we might not be able to use them because we do not have the men to be able to use them. Need people to be trained. So Chief Smith is also trying to be right and help us in the process. So, for and on behalf of the government of Liberia, we hope that struggling. Yes, a lot of our people die as a result of fire, especially the kids and moms. Yeah, kids and moms, and that's very terrible for us. Yeah. Kids and moms. Mm-hmm. It's terrible. Mm-hmm. I've seen some fire incidents where two kids were left in the home. Mom left them in the home, went to the market, and when she's coming back, the house caught up on fire, and the baby crawled to the door, and the other one, I think 3 years old, went there, and they all died right behind the door. Mm. They just got burned, roasted like that. We need your help, please. That's why I'm here. We really need your help.
One of the problems with getting fire insurance for them is, you know, we have the getting public funds law in the state of Washington. So somebody can just say, oh, we've got this fire engineer, let's just send it over to the grid. We need to figure that out. So, Fortunato, is Senator Fortunato, that's Gabriel's friend, that's where he's staying with right now, so we're trying to. In fact, last Thursday was what they honored this. Liberian at Bloomfield, I went down there for that. And then the Liberian Association of Washington, they're Liberians that now live in the United States, and I've been working with them. So anyway, that's what we're doing, and that's why Gabriel's here, and that's our intent, is to help them and bring some of their folks over here and train them so they can have good firefighters in Liberia.
So Chief Smith, how did you get involved with Liberia and Gabriel? I mean, how did that meeting go?
He was friends with the senator. Senator lives in our fire district.
Oh, okay.
And I had several conversations. Remember when I told you that the senator tried to get legislation passed that in Olympia where we wouldn't have to pay
sales tax.
And so that's the friendship I had with him. And so through him, I met Gabriel.
Nice. And I think it's definitely a worthy cause. I mean, I can't imagine, you know, the heartbreak your community is facing without having fire trucks and the right apparatus to help fight those fires. I think, if we can help, or, you know, the state of Washington can help, I think that's a wonderful thing.
Is the government of Liberia stable enough to allow charities, non-governmental agencies, or churches to come to Liberia to help and support?
Of course, yes.
Is it?
Yes.
So it is now. You know, they went through like 15 years of
15
right.
years of civil war. And now that we've had the first democratic
elections.
Where we had the first transitioning from one person to another person, which has never been before. So we just did a first transitioning of power from one president to another.
Do you know of organizations that are helping in Liberia? Are there organizations that reach out?
The United Nations is there. You have USAID, that is the U.S. AID. Is there with several other international organizations.
Good.
That, so far as I know, I think they have their own limitations and kind of people they deal with.
Right.
Probably maybe because I have not asked, as I'm doing here now, but I hope I will be able to know who to get around. This is my beginning. Yeah.
We're gonna try to get a hold of Bill and Melinda Gates.
Gates Foundation.
They do.
Yeah.
What about the IAFF? Are they?
I don't know. Yeah, where to start?
Yeah, just start. All right.
And that's why, you know, Gabriel sending pictures from back home to me, mm-hmm. and we're taking
right.
it so I can put some presentations together and get
them. Excellent.
So try to get some support.
You know, Gabriel, we're just honored you're here. Thank you for taking the time to actually come to America and ask for the help. Your people need it, and it takes a lot to leave your family and everything to come here. And I just hope that there's anything we can do with our power. You know, some of us have limited power, but Phil's a great guy that you're staying with.
Yeah.
And I think that he's definitely got a good voice to help you. He's a friend of mine. But if you, it's just an honor to have you here. Visit our little town, you know, all the way from Africa, right? So thank you for coming.
Thank you. I'm honored. Thank you.
Yay. I know he wanted to get a picture with us.
Right. Sure. And I also want to echo, too, thank you so much for making this long journey to come here and also introduce yourself to us personally. We've heard about your story before you arrived. So thank you again. Also, I'm going to echo again that we really appreciate you taking the time to really explain the situation to us. As it sounds like we're in the beginnings of these talks, I would welcome you to continue that conversation, whether that's phone or contacting us on email or any of those things, so that we can see those kinds of written requests as they become more solidified. But again, I really appreciate you coming all this way to talk to us. It's an honor to have you here.
Thank you.
So is everybody ready to take a picture?
Yes, please. That's not the process.
You can get a picture.
Yes. Absolutely.
Most of that chart.
I'm not. I'll be there if you want me to.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I would accept a...
Make a motion to accept the consent agenda.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So this is our first public comment period. Persons wishing to address council, please step up to the podium and state your name and your city of residence and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Is there anybody wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close these public comments. Our first order of business is an ordinance accepting Railroad Avenue property donation. Mr. Linehan.
Thank you, Mayor. David Linehan, your city attorney. I am presenting an item tonight that has been in the works for a little while. It involves some property down, I guess, just a little bit south and maybe a tiny bit east of the museum. Adjacent to the museum that has been in private ownership for a while, but the owner had been in joint ownership. It's now currently owned entirely by the Bill and Jennifer Comble, and they have proposed to donate this property to the city so that it can be used for certain public purposes, namely, and I'll just read them to you so that I don't get them stated incorrectly. To be used for historical presentation, historical display, as a public gathering place, indoor or outdoor, or similar or related purposes, including use by the Historical Society for monuments, murals, museum displays, expansions, public gardens, gathering places, and the like. So those were the conditions of the donation. What is it was that the property would be used only for those purposes going forward. We worked with the Combles to craft a definition or a scope of those purposes that would be retain flexibility for the city to use for functions that would be useful and beneficial to the city while also being useful for historical society purposes for the adjoining property. State law allows cities to accept donated property and to abide by restrictions on future use, assuming those restrictions are acceptable to the council. And so that's really all there is to it. This would be a cashless transaction. So the city would get the benefit of the property without having to pay for it. Obviously, the Combles obtain the recognition of having donated the property to the city, and also some tax consequences as well for them. So that's the general thrust of this ordinance that would be in front of you for adoption if the council is inclined to accept the donation.
Councilmember Deedy.
So we've talked about this in several committee meetings. I think this piece of property has been used quite often by residents and visitors already. There's already a picnic table out there, and I know the museum uses it during Miner's Day and some other events. And I think that the generosity of Bill and Jennifer Comble for donating that to the city and being able to use it for all kinds of different events throughout the city will really be an asset for Old Town. And I know in our meetings we kind of had little, you know, pie in the sky, you know, ideas about, you know, building a nice deck out there, that right. Cantilevers over the edge there, mm-hmm. Some seating, you know, picnic tables and things. So I look forward to accepting this and getting a piece of land down there that'll benefit all residents and visitors.
Councilmember Oglesby.
Yeah, I definitely agree with this. Generosity of them donating this is wonderful. And like Tammy says, I mean, the community definitely uses that parcel very much in, like you said, Miner's Day events. It's a great gathering spot for between the museum and the antique mall, which people gather there all the time. I did speak to a few members of the museum, and we kind of like, ooh, let's, you know, what can we do with that property? And as it says, historical landmarks and things like that. Something that came up in our conversations is that in the city of Black Diamond, we don't have a memorial for veterans in our city. And I started thinking about that. What a beautiful, I mean, and again, this is something that will probably go to committee, it will probably go to agreements, but I thought to myself, what a beautiful honor. You know, we already have an honor wall of our fallen coal miners. Wouldn't it be a wonderful tribute to have an honor wall for our veterans in our city as well, maybe complementing that display wall and blending that two together and having a gathering place so people can come and look at that wall and recognize that and honor that. So that was a conversation, a kind of a thought that some conversations were going around what we can make that into and, you know, a gathering place, a place that people come in and do that kind of stuff. So I love this idea. I think it's ready. We've been waiting for something, for this property to come into our hands with the historical in the city.
Councilmember Nelson.
You know, being the location of it right next to the museum, mm-hmm. For what they're asking for, it's just perfect. I mean, it's an amazing donation to the city. You know, it just shows their love for the city and how they want to continue the growth of the city the right way. And, you know, we've spent many times there during the events, and so I think that this is probably one of the spotlights of the year so far for the city.
I make a motion to approve ordinance number 20-1138 to accept the Railroad Avenue property donation.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
And Mayor, if I may just add one thing, I want to thank my partner Rachel Turpin, who worked really closely with Andy and Barb and the Combles to get the documentation all together on time. I don't know if everybody here has got a chance to meet Rachel, but she's the one responsible for putting this. I just got to be here for the ribbon cutting, I guess.
Well, maybe she can come for the real.
There we go.
So now it's time for department reports. Chief Smith or Commissioner Farrell. Okay.
How do you start out? And as I have a board meeting next Tuesday, I wanted to ask and inquire about the status of the fire service study and just where things are so that I can report to my board.
Did you want to?
If you don't mind, I'll just jump in here because I was just having a discussion with Mae Miller today. We were finalizing the scope of work. Okay. It's now, going to be in Brenda's hands as of tomorrow to wrap it up and get it out the door probably in the next week or so.
Okay, so probably by the time that I talk to them, you're going to have it out. So, great. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Chief Smith.
Gabriel will give my report. But okay. So the big thing is C-19, right? And so we talked a little bit about that today at the public safety meeting. We have not had any occurrences in the district yet. We did have one of our volunteers who works at Harborview that might have come in contact, so they are now in quarantine. And they work at Harborview, not Haborview. That's in my report there. So anyway, but we are, like I said today, we've been ready since like 2005 because I think it was, I can't remember what it was then. It might have been SARS or something like that. That, you know, we bought all the PPE that we needed for this type of an event, and luckily we never had to use it. So now we've still got it, the N95 masks and we've looked at our stock, and we're good to go for just about anything because nothing happened before, and luckily we've already got that stuff. So there was like, what did I say today? I think it was 56 known people in King County that
changes every minute.
Yeah, it was. Well, that was up 20 from the day before. And I believe we've had 9 deaths. Almost all of those cases are related with the assisted living facility in Kenmore. Almost all of them.
Kirkland,
yes. No, Liberia. Liberia. So now we have like 12 firefighters, a few medics, and a couple police officers who are all in quarantine. Some of them, because what happened there is they went to that home and they took a lady to the hospital. Mm-hmm. She was the first known case that came out. She ended up dying, but that's when they discovered that she had C-19. And so when they finally found out, the fire department had been there a dozen times, gone back, other crews, so all these firefighters had been there. And some of those firefighters are starting to come down with symptoms. So, but you know, hopefully they'll be okay. Because usually, if you know, from 60 and older, and people that already have a problem, including me. So, it's more serious for those folks. So luckily, most of all our firefighters are. I do have a couple that are 60 years old, so we're trying to figure out. And so do other departments. So, what do we do with those folks? So, every day at 3 o'clock, we have a phone call conference with all the fire chiefs. And the medical people, and Dr. Rihu, who's in charge of emergency medical services in King County, every single day at 3 o'clock. So we're getting new information. We're trying to get some, you know, if somebody is exposed and they're in quarantine, how long before they can come back to work? I think about the time we have all this figured out, it'll have gone away. You know, so, but we're working on it, working really hard. We're putting signs up at our fire stations as if you have a fever, and you're sick, don't enter the fire station. And we said maybe that's something you might want to look at here in the city. So your fire apparatus is ordered, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Like I said, I think I was reading documents in bed on my phone that one night. So we did get that just in the nick of time. We saved 3%, so I think that's pretty good that we did that. And Mountain View is speaking about going out for our M&O levy, probably sometime later this year, maintenance and operation levy, probably something like 30 cents a thousand. And we will be using those funds for capital items, a couple fire engines, some breathing apparatus, and some items like that. So you'll probably be, if you haven't already seen that in the news, you will be seeing that. So let's see. I think they even had something in the I sent out a couple of letters to a couple of local newspapers. Incidents, nothing serious in town. We did have Station 98 did respond with Kent to a mutual aid to a serious structure fire, but Yeah. We've had mostly typical stuff in town. 14 of those are EMS. We did have a gentleman who broke their leg over here, got ran over, I guess, and broke their leg. That's probably the most serious thing that's happened in Black Diamond over the last 2 weeks. So that's a good thing. You can see there's a little section there. It shows we've had 85 incidents. You guys have had 28, 85 in the total district. And then that little, you'll be seeing that little safety is our priority, that little picture at the bottom. That's what firefighters would be wearing when they go into a suspected case of this in a building. And that's why we're putting, that is actually a picture from our Facebook page. So we're letting people know when they see that, don't get really excited, because that's what we're going to look like when we come in. So that's put out by the King County Fire Chiefs. We've been working together on this. All of our public information officers put information together. So, any questions?
So just to, you know, anybody listening to the audio within the next couple of days or here, you know, you say you have one volunteer that's quarantined right now mm-hmm. at the hospital. I know somebody's going to say, you know, where has he been?
Yeah, he hasn't been with us for 2 weeks prior to his exposure. Okay. So, no, that was the first thing. And he's not quarantined in the hospital. He's quarantined at home. He works at the hospital.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's a he. Is it he or she? I'm not sure.
Okay. I just wanted a little clarification.
The first thing we did is said, okay, when was the last time they were on duty? They had not been on duty 2 weeks before that exposure. So we're good.
We're good. Perfect. And congratulations right. getting that fire truck.
Yeah,
and
all well, congratulations.
3% saved. Yeah, so. That's huge.
Yeah, it'll be nice.
So, yeah.
Start working out so you can help us push it into right. the fire station.
Thank you, Chief.
So it's now time for the mayor's report. I attended the soup ladies presentation. Oh, I saw. Sorry, Kevin.
It's been one of those days with you, huh?
Just briefly to follow up with what the chief is talking about. The mayor's had us basically just due diligence. I've got as many wipes and squirt bottles as you can imagine around all the offices. We posted signs at the restrooms, wash your hands, and just trying to go like that. But I just wanted to say it's kind of interesting. You think that we're way out here and we really don't have anything to worry about, but it's amazing how small a world it really is. Right. When you start seeing some of the tentacles, if you will. Scott comes in the other morning, and his kid goes to Covington Elementary, which was closed. Mm-hmm. Jason, he lives in Renton. His kids go to Hazen, closed. So just those little things that things like, you know, it can be closer to you than you think. Even this evening, I sold a car, and the guy sold the car to me. I says, you know, after, how you doing? Yeah, and all that. Uh-huh. Where do you work? University of Washington Medical Center. I says, oh, how's things going down there? He says, oh, we're busy transporting all kinds of people. And so I'm like, oh, where's my... Anyway, so it's interesting. But I have been in touch with our other cities, and we're all kind of doing the same thing, just kind of just being on alert and trying to keep everybody safe. So anyway.
Thank you. Some questions. Tammy? So I've had several residents in Black Diamond ask what the city of Black Diamond is doing, you know, to get the word out and stuff. So I didn't know that the mayor sent out an email stating that, you know, we've got something on the website.
Yes.
But is there any way that we could put something, you know, here at the police station to say, you know, follow the CDC website?
You know, I don't think we really need to. I don't know about you guys, but you can't even listen to the radio.
Right.
It's all that's on all day, and I've been listening. So I think we're good. I think Brenda's going to put... some things I forwarded to her. It's going to be in the spotlight, right?
Yeah,
some things like that. So yeah. I think there's enough information out there.
Because I was just bringing, you know, because they were asking me what, you know,
sure.
and I didn't know because, you know, we hadn't had conversation or any emails from anybody until that email came out.
There isn't really a lot we can do. Just
right.
Well, I mean, can we put the links to the CDC and the King County Health?
No, say that again.
Can we put the links to the CDC and the King County Health? They have some kind of FAQ links,
for the
probably the same stuff that everybody else is putting on the
website. Yeah, just right. understand that you're not supposed to call them.
Yes.
Right. They're right. overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. But the links are full of good info.
Well, sorry, the documents that are posted are the links, and they're live links, so mm-hmm. you should be able to click on those and get right there.
So, and I guess the bigger question would be that we haven't addressed, because I don't know what we would do. It's probably more Chief's bailiwick than than mine, but, you know, the what if we had something happen, how would we quarantine, where would we go, what would we do? I guess we would rely on the higher powers. My house.
Your house.
I think Brock could probably open up the gym. We have restaurant rooms there, and we have heat.
Yeah, and that, soon to be I would say that's something, right now, that's something that the county health department is out of here. You're not in hotels. We will know long before that. And some of the county plans will be coming together.
Yeah.
So, stay tuned.
I think that, you know, just with all the social media, you know, and everybody's on Facebook and everybody sees other city governments posting about it and doing all that, you know, and we're still pretty new at the whole internet thing, that, you know, we don't have that quick response out like other cities. So when people were asking me, they were expecting, you know, that quick response, you know, like, what are we doing? You know, how are we getting that information out to our residents? So it was good just to know that, you know, direct them to our city website and get that up there.
So I attended the Soup Ladies presentation today, the Today Show. Was supposed to give them a vehicle. We never saw the vehicle, but she came with her drone and took some pictures, and then she borrowed some soup from next door so we could pretend like it was a Soup Lady soup. And it was kind of watered down, and so we just pretended to eat it. And then there's a lot of potatoes out on the lawn out. But it lasted for about an hour. She was there asking questions, taking pictures, and she's a photographer, somebody that's going to be putting a show on. It's supposed to happen next Monday. And there was quite a few people there, a lot of police departments, sheriff's departments were there. Five council people were there. We had the fire department was there. Three, I guess, one of your recruits or something, and two regular fire department guys. And yeah, the volunteer. Yeah. Anyway, it was a really good turnout. Parking lot was full, and everybody was supposed to turn on all our flashing lights, and so we had a lot of flashing lights going, and so it was good, and I forgot to tell Kevin, so he showed up late.
Sorry, Kevin.
But anyway, it was good. We also heard this week that Colin Lund from Oak Point has resigned, so they haven't found out who's going to replace him yet, but he's going to be here for another, like, 2 weeks till the 13th or the 14th or something. So they're going to try to figure out what to do to replace him. So anyway, that's my report. Council reports, Council Member Page.
First up. actually, I really don't have too much to report. I was on vacation last week, so I missed. So I was on vacation last week, so didn't attend the Finance Committee meeting. Looking forward to next Thursday, which will be a busy week or a busy day. We'll have the Finance Committee meeting, but then we'll have our work session, and then immediately thereafter the town hall. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. That's going to be my first town hall as a council member. So that's all I have to report.
Councilmember Deedy.
I'm trying to remember everything I attended. Mm-hmm. So the police department had an open house. I attended that just on getting their
mission
statement reworked and figured that out. And so they're asking community members to come. And I think it's the 13th of this month or 16th, somewhere in there.
16th.
The 16th. 16th. 15th, 16th. So they're asking for people to come and give input on that. I also attended the Soup Ladies presentation today, and I got an email earlier after that. It is not the Today Show. It is Good Morning America.
Oh.
So you need to watch that Monday morning. we've had all our wrongs today. Nigeria, everywhere. Public Works I attended. We talked about the wood pile, and then after that meeting, there was some discussion with the mayor and Seth, and so they decided that they would go out for bid to remove those wood piles. So Public Works Director Seth Botcher is working on that, getting bids, and that will be coming to council. So that is something, you know, needed. The residents out there on Railroad have not been happy with their lovely wood piles out there, so they would like them taken care of. I attended the finance meeting. I've also attended, I think this was in the right time realm, the 5th District Legislators meeting in Maple Valley. So that was good. Just want to say thank you again to Bill and Jennifer Comble for the property. And I'd also like to say all my best to the mayor of Covington, Jeff Wagner. His house caught on fire, and that was a total loss. So all my best to him. And to Gabriel Ma, thank you for coming. We enjoy listening to you, and we're certainly hoping that you get everything that you need and your people are taken care of. And the accident at the community center, our fire department was there during that accident that happened. We have this unfortunate that people come through our parking lot and then stage there and wait to get their propane. They then back up if they're in the way, and then unfortunately they backed up and one of our seniors didn't know that they were backing up and they hit him. So that was a horrible accident for him. And then also Brock and I had mentioned the shoe sale that we did at the gym. That did bring in $1,915 for the community center. So that was pretty cool. And just a little bit off of Melissa's statement about a veterans wall or something out there, I think that would be really cool. I think that, you know, in the planning stages of when we have extra money and grants and things, something like that could definitely be looked into, kind of like what's out there for the miners wall that we have.
Yeah,
that's my report.
Councilmember Oglesby.
Thank you. Let's see. During last week, after our last council meeting, I did reach out to superintendent at the Enum Call School District, Mike Nelson, regarding the conversation we had with our resolution and proclamation, possibly working toward our work study next week. So I'll be happy to share more information about that. I did reach out to business owners regarding the same conversation. I reached out to the community center, talked to the community center. I also talked to a lot of our city staff and police. So I reached out to a lot of areas in the community regarding this conversation we brought up our last council meeting regarding the resolution of the inclusive and welcoming city. So I will be happy to share those results of my conversation next week when we have our work study. That's what I did last week. I did attend our public safety meeting today where we did talk about the C-19 virus. Really was kind of talking about that and just seeing how things are going. Other than that, I don't know, that's about it. Soup Ladies, attended the Soup Lady thing today too. So that was fun. Potato soup was amazing.
Her potatoes in her in the grass.
Councilmember Wisnowski.
I also attended the 5th Legislative District Town Hall. That was a great meeting. Great to hear from our constituents throughout the 5th Legislative District. I attended the Finance Committee meeting. And we went through all the this is what we're buying now, this is what all that's for, with May. She does a great job of doing that. We had the public safety meeting this afternoon where we talked about the COVID-19 and the issue. And it seems like a lot of employers, including mine, who I got the email after I got out of that meeting, are asking all of their staff to work from home that can work from home. So I think traffic is going to be amazing in Seattle for the next month,
Chief
right?
Smith, you so. Are not going to have to worry about going to Seattle tomorrow.
So, you know, I think it is important to make people understand that, you know, this, it's not necessarily, we don't need to repent now. It's not the end of times, right? It's another bug that is coming through. We know how to treat it. We know how to prevent it. We are statistically, Wurstein is still really early in, right, at least in the U.S. as far as how bad it is versus the flu and stuff like that. I think the people would be really amazed if they actually look at the numbers and see how many people die from the flu every year. It's a large number. But so wash your hands. If you're feeling ill, stay home. And if you have to go somewhere, be diligent about your surroundings. And if you see somebody snuffling and coughing, don't let them cough on you. I think it's a 6-foot radius is what they're saying. The micro droplets are contaminated in. So, I attended the soup ladies event this afternoon and also enjoyed the potato soup. It was lovely. Great event. I mean, Mama does such a great job helping first responders. It's really great to see her get not just, you know, an occasional recognition of the work that she does, but continuing recognition of the work they continue to do. So it's not they're not a one and done show. They're all over this darn country helping out first responders. So that's great to see.
Councilmember Stowe.
On the 24th, I attended a really interesting meeting as part of a responsibility that I have for my church on our public affairs committee. So it wasn't really Black Diamond specifically related, but I know that the Black Diamond Community Center leaders do attend this meeting. It's called White River Families First Coalition, and it took place at the beautiful Buckley Fire Station. People who have public services to offer gather together, clothing bank, furniture bank, food bank, White River School District, counseling and leadership, you know, administration, DSHS, Rainier School, and a whole bunch of other people that I can't remember, but everybody's offering something good to the community. And as part of that meeting, at the end, they ask for what they need from one another, and they say what they have to offer. And so it was just a really good, everybody worked together, and, you know, somebody said, we need more of this, and somebody else said, oh, I know where you can get that. So just it was a really great meeting, and I'll probably be going to that periodically. On that same day, I attended the police open house where they were working on their new mission statement. They're going to have the other meeting, and I really hope that more community members, I don't know if the message didn't get out, but I was surprised that the attendees were council members and some of their spouses. You know, there weren't any at-large community members, and I would think, especially with some of the conversations that have been going on in the city, that people would be very interested in that. So I'm hoping that for the 16th, the word can really get out that people are welcome to come and put in their 2 cents about that mission statement, which Chief wants it to be one sentence. So it's not going to be a lot of words, but just the right words. I attended the Public Works meeting. I've had 2 emails from citizens expressing their displeasure in the kindest way. Nobody was really crabby, but they do not like those wood piles that were left from the removal of some hazardous cottonwood trees across the street from their houses, and really, truly, the city does need to take care of that, so I guess that's in the works. Finance Committee meeting. On the 28th, I had the honor of attending the police commander interviews. We had 3 applicants who we had some oral interviews with, and there's some really amazing police officers out there. So we'll see. They'll be hiring, I'm assuming, one of those people pretty soon. I went to Vine Maple Place on Monday. The first time I've been there. What a beautiful building. And they have regularly scheduled, what do you call it, when you walk around the place and look at it?
Tours.
So they have a listed dates when you can go and do that, and I'll be setting up a time to go there. And maybe I'll let some of you, you know, let all of you know and see if any of us want to go together to see how their work is. I was able to find They had a sign-up genius that was posted on my church's Facebook page where you can just, they have certain needs on certain days. And so I just made a donation of fruit for a certain meeting that they have. And, you know, just a really great opportunity to do a little extra thing in the community. So if you're interested in doing that, you could go to the Vine Maple Place and see where they have those sign-ups for the various things that they need. And, of course, the Soup Ladies event today, that was really, really kind of a fun, different little community event. No one got run over, in spite of the fact that there were people just meandering around in the road. It made me kind of nervous. But, you know, I'm a worrywart. And I just want to thank the Didis for all the work they did on their shoes. What an amazing thing to just have a pretty in-depth, pretty labor-intensive shoe sale. And they made almost $2,000. So what a great thing. And, of course, it, like the Didis do, they donated their proceeds to the community center. Thank you.
Councilmember Daly.
Sure. And I wanted to echo a few of the similar kind of things that have been happening. For one, that I was able to attend the Public Works Committee meeting. And I look forward to actually taking a tour of some of those facilities as well to get even better acquainted with all of the services that are provided through the city. So there's some interesting projects coming through the works there. I would also like to echo that a thank you also to the Combles for their donation of this land, especially to our historic center and how we can move forward and making sure that we still have that really strong sense of historical continuity with the city. So appreciate that donation and all that comes with it. I was also able to attend the town hall with our state legislators, and I thought it was a really engaging conversation, and I would say both from our legislators themselves, but also just that it really brought, in a lot of cases, the community together for some really robust discussion, even though lots of varied positions were shared. I thought it was a really good forum for members of the community as well as for our legislators to really share what's going on. So I thought that was great in that regard. I would also just echo, I think, going back to just even working with City Hall, employees. Like, we have some amazing employees in our city, and I'm really looking forward to some future projects that we're beginning to brainstorm about ways to even, build on the growth and development that's happening in the city of Black Diamond. So stay tuned, but we have a really great team here, and also thank you to our attorney, David Linhan, and a lot of others, too, who are just making the city work and moving their best feet forward. So I was also able to go down to Olympia again. This was actually by invite where I could attend a resolution celebrating Sikh Americans in the community. As someone who grew up in the city of Kent myself, this means it meant a lot to me that I could be there to talk about that ongoing history that's also shared with our city and also with other surrounding neighborhoods as well. Also, just on coronavirus also, we don't know yet, but the King County Public Health Department does put out a lot of really good information and infographics that I would highly encourage residents to look at in the meantime. I know that's held in conjunction with the state, with other cities, and with World Health Organization and the CDC. We are, I know that there is that interest in alignment on that same message, but it does, like, a lot of other council members have been echoing here tonight, too. It is a matter of also using basic safety precautions of washing your hands, if you can, staying home when you're sick, working remotely if you can. But I also would add on to that as well, there are plenty of people who work in positions where they can't necessarily work remotely. There are not all schools are closed, or it makes it very difficult to do remote teaching and everything, especially if the school's not set up that way, our first responders. Mm-hmm. And I will also echo knowing that many people were apparently descending on Costco, be kind to your retail employees because we're in a lot of close proximity with a lot of people. So, I think it's a great opportunity to just remember that, the services that are especially being asked for are being taxed even more. There's just a lot going on with that. So just, show that basic patience and kindness and understanding. Also wanted to just, it sounds like it was a great event with the Soup Ladies event also. Slammed at work, and I wasn't able to make it there, but really excited for the continuation of the valuable community services that they do provide. And I think for all that, that should be it. I'm really looking forward to continuing the conversations, too, that we're going to have also with the work study and the input that I've also been receiving from community members as well, and also with that first town hall that I'll also be able to attend as a council member. So that's the end of my report.
Councilmember Nelson.
Hi. I was also at the town hall meeting at the Houma High School. Good crowd there. Good conversation. I spent some time this week. I went to the, I forget what the name of the park we have here across from the community center, the homes in there, the trailer park there.
Cedar.
Oh, yeah.
I met with the management and a couple residents. Great people.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
It's Diamond
yes.
Valley.
Yeah. Yeah. Valley. Yeah, they got a new sign. So I wanted to, I forgot that. Really good conversation with the management and a couple residents there, as well as a couple businesses. We got an awesome city. You know, that's all I'm going to say about that, because we got some really cool people here. I was at the meeting today, the safety meeting. This Corona thing. I got Lyme's at my house, guys. I'm more worried about the flu. That's more rampant right now. I think it's serious. I'm not taking it lightly, but I think that there's a lot of unnecessary fear. People I work in retail too, and there's people that will literally not walk in the door because they're scared of something that's not there. And we got to be careful of all this fear that's being put out there for what it is. And just if we do our diligence, take care of ourselves and wash our hands, we'll be okay. I want to end with Ginger's thing today. I've done a lot more, but Ginger's thing today was awesome. The potato soup was epic. It was epic. All the first responders that came, I mean, we had Enumclaw, Auburn, Black Diamond, King County, the fire departments from all over. I met a guy from the Department of Correction, or no, the DOJ came. He was a great guy. Funny, actually. But the best part about it is Ginger just is Ginger. I mean, from being on the Queen Latifah show to being in the middle of just chaos, she's amazing. And the soup ladies are, you know, it's Black Diamond needs to kind of take credit because she started here. She's not here to why I gave her a hard time about that, but the crowd today, it's not about the truck. It's not about Good Morning America or whatever show it is. But if you know what they do and how much they help first responders, that's where my heart's always been, is first responders. And I've watched her for many, many, many years. We've been friends, and I think that as a city, We don't have a hero here because she moved out, but she always started here. So let's just, you know, the Good Morning America. I'm interested to see how the piece is played out. I'm interested to see where this truck, I wonder if they give it to her in New York, because she's flying to New York for the show. I offered to drive that back too, but I didn't get a go-ahead. So just if you guys can, reach out, tell people about her, tell her what's going on. Sir, I blanked on your name, and I apologize. Gabriel, please go back and tell your people that you're in our thoughts and prayers, and if we can do anything to help you, we will. Okay? The struggles you have with one fire engine for the whole country, I know the country is the size of about Western Washington, but if we had one fire truck for Western Washington, this whole state would just might as well just shut it down. So I can't fathom or comprehend the amount of what you go through down there, but I pray you don't have to continue to do that. So just know that you're in our thoughts, and if we can do anything that we physically can do, we will. And your work up here is not going to go back empty, so we appreciate you.
Do we have an attorney's report?
Sure, a brief one. A couple of updates on items that I know are on some of your radar, so just kind of clue you in. So as we mentioned earlier, the fire services study, RFP, I worked with May today to get the scope of work finalized so that the consultants will know what they're being asked to do when we put it out. I think it's now going to go back into Brenda's hands, because she will be the one to actually execute the RFP. And so I'm thinking that's going to happen. I didn't want to speak for you earlier, but my understanding was next week is a realistic expectation. And so that will go out. I believe we've included a date for when we would like the work product to be completed. But I think one of the evaluation criteria, assuming we get multiple respondents, I would assume that one of the evaluation criteria will be the timeliness, the promptness with which they can engage and provide the information. So that may hopefully allow the council to get the information that I know you all need sooner rather than later. But I think it will be a long time. This study will be complex. It will take a lot of work. They will have to do a lot of investigation, a lot of analysis to cover all the different angles that I want them to look at. So they'll need to take their time, do their diligence, and provide that feedback that you need. We've built into the scope of work also at least a couple of council meetings for them to come and be able to answer questions, provide input, and ultimately report back on their final analysis. So that will be included in the scope of work. Second thing I wanted to follow up on, school impact fees. I know, Councilmember Deedy, you had recently asked about where we were on that. We've put together a timeline for, it's kind of a two-stage process of getting that over the finish line. There's a comp plan element piece of it and then an ordinance piece of it. So we've got to get the Planning Commission over their first hurdle. So, but we've got a schedule laid out for the hearings for the Planning Commission and for the City Council, as well as a work study for that. And those will, at least under our currently envisioned timeline, Planning Commission, work study, and council meetings in April, all of those taking place in April. So hopefully we'll get that across the finish line in the next 60 days. If, assuming, obviously, it's not up to me, it's up to you, but that's the intent, is to get that in front of you. Yeah.
Councilmember Deedy.
So not really a question for you. I just didn't want the mayor to jump right into something else. So I just have a quick question about the council retreat and a recommendation that I know Brenda was trying to schedule with the company that we picked, that was picked, but they were busy. So I would just like to see that we push out our council retreat either into late April or May, so that gives the gentleman or the lady that's going to start calling each of us and talking to us and talking to staff and compiling everything a chance to do all that and not feel rushed, and then we can pick a day to hold it in the gym or wherever we're going to do, and that would also give Brock a chance to know not to schedule anything for that day. So that would just be my suggestion. Late April or into May would be probably better to hold that council retreat.
Mayor, one thing I forgot to add on the school impact fees. So if we're, I've had some discussions with the school district's attorneys, and they were interested if the council would like to have any school district representatives attend maybe the work study or the council meeting, just to give their perspective or offer their input as to the importance and the process of the impact fees. So I don't know if you want me to extend an invitation to them, but I'm happy to do that. If looks like I'm getting several head nods. Yeah. So
yeah. I'm okay with that.
I would like to see that it's a complex process. Maybe it doesn't have to be, but in my little brain, it's pretty tricky.
Right.
Right.
And I would like to have all the people at the table.
Okay. So maybe for the council work study that we're planning, maybe have them appear for one of those.
I think the work study would be the best place.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay. I'll put that out.
Okay. Thank you. So this is time for the second public comments. Persons wishing to address council, please step up to the podium, state your name and city of residence, and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Is there anyone wishing to address council? Chief Smith.
just a couple things. One is if you're looking at doing something for veterans, if you'd like to go look at what the Muckashoots just did last year, I'd be happy to take you down there or do whatever. You got a couple of people want to come look. It's grand, just like everything they do, so you'd probably want to scale it down a bit. But it's pretty cool. If you'd like take a look at that.
Well, I think Maple Valley just finished theirs, too.
It can't be half as good as the
Mocha. Oh, okay.
But you want to go look at all of them, right? Plus, you got the miniature wall.
Yeah,
coming to take
yes.
Beautiful,
so,
right? Yeah. Second of all, if you're having a retreat and you're looking for a place, you know, you always have our meeting room at 96. I know it's a little bit farther away, but we got a kitchen and it's a nice.
And we did have our meeting there 1 year, 8 years ago.
Yeah. So if you'd like to do it there, you know.
You suggesting you're cooking?
No, we want to make
it. Yeah, no, but you know, I'm saying it's a nice place.
Nice facility.
So
nice.
It's just let me know and we'll arrange it and you can use it. So.
Perfect.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close this public comments. We are not having an executive session and we are going to adjourn after the adjournment. We are going to be meeting in a closed session to discuss collective bargaining pursuant to RCW 42.30.140.4. So I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn tonight's meeting.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.